Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
never go. Okay, I say. As always, we begin our show with the Dumbass theme song. Well, they got an advantage today because they will battle the Ebonies at Philadelphia. It's a battle of Philadelphia. East Coast. But before we do that, we're going to warm you up with Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat in a three-round intro before we get to the battle. So enjoy the warm-up before the Battle of Philadelphia between the Delphines and the Ebonies.
You need.
No way.
Hello.
I'm
That's Michael, Peggy, and Keith Sweat. Thank you all my love. We also have a remix. We'll end the show with the remix. Now we're going to move on to Philadelphia. But before we do that, we're going to have a Black Pearl. Black Pearl by St. Charles and Tim Banks. Philadelphia International Records. This is a salute to all the black women in the world. Salute to you. Razors, feathers, closers. Nurtured us to all the black queens of the world. Black bro, we're gonna come back and get back into the tournament with the Delphine to Ebony's right after Black Pearl. Black Pearl by Lee Jones and the Chipmunks. Outside to the front stoop of the street. the Ebony the same thing. A little later, but the same thing. Go outside with the album on, get your favorite girl, and slow dance in the street. Everybody went, ooh, look at those girls. Yeah. Fun days. We went to that now. So we're going to do the Ebony's from Camden, New Jersey. That's where I'm from. Again, the Delphi's, it was from Philadelphia. Camden Group with the lead singer Clarence Vaughn, David Beadley, James Duden, and Jennifer Holmes. They were the main singers. And they were found by Leon Huff, saying they would put up the International Records. Saying the great sound, deep, strong lead voice, the Ebony's come up first. This Ebony's going the 16th ranked. Ebony's again the number one ranked. Delphine, of course, with William Hart, Wilbur Hart, Greg Hill, Randy Kane, and Major Harris. This is the parent child of Blue Magic. The parent child of Blue Magic. Blue Magic came out of the Delphine. If you listen to Blue Magic, they have similar notes. A little bit different sound, but similar notes. So here we go. The first round of Drug Life Division. Number one, Del Vines. Again, number 16, Ebony. And Ebony's will go first. Ebony's will go first.
Love. Tomorrow? Will you see me tomorrow? I don't know. You see, I need time. Something's wrong. I have to find the words to tell you exactly what's wrong. You see, I don't want to hurt you.
Thank you. wish you could. If you could give me your heart, I know that you would listen. And I can't say for myself that I've been good.
numbers. Icy, desperately, caravan of love. Hope you enjoyed the contest. Don't bother to get to 79. You get the vote. You get the vote. Write in on docgrade.com. docgrade@gmail.com. Or go Karen on Facebook.com. Or don't read it wrong at Facebook.com. Welcome to the DLC. Thank you for Black Eyed Peas for sponsoring another year. Me and the newsroom going into the second decade of the DLC. I sue the sports talk group. 1450 WCLM, Richmond, Virginia. And I service the affordable community in the Richmond greater area. Mighty Oba, Pat Freeman, and you have voted 80 with Pro Talk, SoundCloud, with the NFL Report. Michael Zingham, the Ring Raw, with our political and social sports news. Sunday night is a musical my dream. After the music buzz hour, as we go through the Big Bang Music Tournament, the first round, we will end the first round probably in the middle of next week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have music with results on Wednesday with the regular show, the political stir fry at 9 Eastern State Pacific Time. Call 718-508-9216. And the brother Anthony Johnson and Anthony Johnson Show. Friday night, political movement show. Brother Johnson running for political office in 2020 as lead. Another month, he should be elected, getting elected. City Council, City of Perfect Love. The Cove and the Tree, so they support this brother. And he represents the people of Philadelphia. Our sponsors, New England for a Magazine with Dorian Wayne, CEO Bud. Good news for the Black community of the Northeast. Young Gun Travis Singleton with educational grades. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, you need to contact Travis Singleton on Facebook.com. Remember our Godfather of Rogers, CEO of BSN, New City, New York, the family of BSN writers and reporters. We cannot forget the 707 and the 609 for their support. Join the Gold Caravan and the Soul Patrol on Facebook.com. Visit our website at bsnnewsroom.com and get a different look at the sports world. Call in 646-727-3649. We're going to end the show with a couple songs. And you can wait until Thursday and Friday to get more of the contest. Actually, I'm really enjoying this because I get to hear old school music without interruptions, without commercials, without political slants. Just good old soul music. The begging kind. Yeah, like the good old days. Alright, get back with, I want to get that to you. Tender kisses. And we'll end with Give All My Love, the remix of Keith Sweat. As we close the night, I hope you have a good night. I hope you enjoy the battle of the East Coast. Philadelphia, New Jersey groups, Delmar, and the Ebony. Good night. Thank you. Now, what's your today's booty day? I want you all to think about who's going to be our next president of the United States. Here's a 5-minute piece on the great lawmakers of Washington, D.C. Y'all need to think. That'll be the end of the show. I'll see you on Friday. We had the 4 times. I get the 5 stairs, the 4 times. I get the 5 stairs on Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 in the East. We'll be joining the GOC for the Big Bang Musical Tournament. Good night.
You want to support Rollerbox Unfiltered? Be sure to join our Bring the Funk fan club. Every dollar that you give to us supports our daily digital show. There's only one daily digital show out here that keeps it black and keep it real. It's Roland Martin Unfiltered. Support the Roland Martin Unfiltered daily digital show by going to RolandMartinUnfiltered.com. You can make this possible.
This here bill to make lynching a hate crime passed yesterday in the U.S. House. It's the first attempt since 1900 that could outlaw lynching in this country. Now, it was called the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act in honor of the 14-year-old African-American boy who was lynched in 1955 in Mississippi. The vote was 410-4. His Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who was in the Speaker's chair when it passed.
On this vote, the yeas are 410. The nays are 4. Two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
So it's real interesting here. You have 4 people who voted against it. One of them was Justin Amash, who, of course, in the Republican, actually now independent out of Michigan. You, of course, you also have, I think, one of the craziest members, Louie Gohmert. But you also have Louie Gohmert of Texas. So you have Justin Amash, Louie Gohmert of Texas, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Ted Yoho of Florida. And Amash took to Twitter to explain, Erica, exactly why he voted against the particular bill, saying that it actually could have an impact on prosecutions on the state level. But I would say on this one, if 410 people voted for it,
Mama.
I'm just saying, you know, and first of all, there are 435 members in the House, 14 people didn't vote. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you might want to go ahead and just vote for it and stop trying to explain everything away later.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to point out the folks that didn't vote. We do the math. It's like, well, what happened with those people? But this, again, is remember the media hype around Justin Amash and having this profiling courage and a call of conscience. You know, once a Republican, always a Republican. And even if they distinguish themselves as being independent, those principles, because they are definitely ingrained in so early, those are not things that are easily sold away. They're definitely much so in line with leadership and what they believe to be the rule of law. So to see Justin Amash amongst that 4 people, to me it looked like 4 Republicans, along with those that did not vote, voted against a law that, when we think about it, here we are in 2020, and I think that this is very important, specifically in this time, in this era, for people to see how justice does not move at the speed of technology. So Justin Amash is not a surprise, because he is still a Republican.
Reese.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that a bill to make animal cruelty a federal felony passed with unanimous consent in the House. the Emmett Till anti-lynching bill did not pass with unanimous consent. That is disgraceful. Even in the Senate, in the bill which Senator Kamala Harris has led on, along with Senator Cory Booker and Tim Scott, that bill has passed in the last two sessions with unanimous consent. So, Justin Amash, shame on you, and shame on Louie Gohmert, shame on Thomas Massie, and shame on, I think it was Ted Yahoo. You guys are, I'm not even going to curse right now, but you guys are a disgrace. You ought to be a damn shame to yourself that you care more or you have less objection to an animal cruelty bill passing than you do a goddamn anti-lynching bill. It's appalling, and you shouldn't even be able to show your face. There's no excuse for the fact that 400 and however many people managed to, whatever little reservations they had, put it aside and do the right damn thing, and you didn't.
Right.
All right, folks, that's not rolling back onto the video in just one moment.
All right, folks, are you looking to enhance your leadership or that of your team in 2020? Well, you should join Dr. Jacqueline Martin for her newest online course and mastermind group, How Successful People Think. She'll be your guide as you learn timeless leadership principles to apply to daily living. The offer expires on February 28th. That's this week. So register for or start the online course today. Go to www.livetolead.com/Leesburg. Live, L-I-V-E, the number 2, LEAD.com/Leesburg.
Now back to your Roland Martin Unfiltered video. See that name right there? Roland Martin Unfiltered. Like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/Roland S. Martin. And don't forget to turn on your notifications so when we go live, you'll know it.